Hayden, I really will let you go now. Thank you very much. Join the traffic jams outside the forum here. Yes, it's the wonderful new world of one-way systems in Norwich. If you're stuck in it, my commiserations. I'll be joining you in about half an hour. Aidan Watts is with Bruin Dolphin in Norwich. The FTSE 100 closed down 91 points to 68.59. Travel money, a pound will get you $1.50 or €1.33, making a euro worth 75 pence. The Queen has been at the Women's Institute's centenary AGM at the Royal Albert Hall today. Her Majesty became a member of the Sandringham WI in 1943, and there's some talk of her granddaughter-in-law, the Duchess of Cambridge, following the tradition. Sandringham is one of 165 branches of the WI in Norfolk. The organisation boasts 210,000 members nationwide. Wendy Adams is chairman of the Board of Trustees for the WI in the Federation of Norfolk WIs, and she was at the AGM today, but I'm pleased to say she's on the line to us. Wendy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So what was it like with the Queen there and all?
It was fantastic. We've had a fantastic day. I've just literally got back to the hotel. I'm sitting outside in the sunshine before we head off back to Norfolk this evening. But no, it was fantastic. Her Majesty was there along with their Royal Highnesses, the Princess Royal and the Countess of Wessex. And the Queen officially opened the annual meeting and presented some prizes and awards for competitions that are run each year. And we've had some fantastic speakers and the atmosphere has been wonderful and we've all had an absolutely great time.
And a celebration, really, because it is 100 years later this year since the first ever meeting, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. Yes, in September. The first meeting was in Anglesey, in the place with a very long name that I'm afraid I can't pronounce. And the movement has just grown from strength to strength from there.
And what about the strength in Norfolk?
Yes, we have got approximately 6,000 members in Norfolk and 165 actual WIs, ranging from small rural ones to large cities ones. There are three in Norwich now, spread right across the county, and we are flourishing.
What about the age range, though? I mean, people who don't know about the WI may have this perception it's not for young people, but that's not the case?
It's definitely not the case, no. As long as you are over 18, you can join. And we have lots of some of the newer WIs in the cities do tend to be predominantly younger women, but some of the rural ones we've got a great age range, say from 18 right up through to 80 and beyond. It's a wonderful organisation that you can enjoy at any age, and we would encourage younger women to come and see what we're all about, because we're a feisty group of ladies.
Yes, well, feisty, very often these days, the WI will actually campaign on subjects that they feel strongly about, won't you?
Well, ever since its inception, we have campaigned, and we have campaigned on things that have been often very much ahead of their time, like equal pay for women. Education on family planning and venereal disease, and in fact it was a Norfolk Norfolk WI who set the process in motion for one of the latest things that the government has picked up, which is care not custody, which is concerning with the inappropriate imprisonment of people with mental health problems. So we go for some contentious issues as well as some more traditional things. I mean, we still do the crafts and the cookery and the jam and just enjoy ourselves.
What about Jerusalem?
We sang Jerusalem twice today.
Did you? Twice? Twice.
Well, we sang it. Normally, we would start off singing it at the beginning, but Her Majesty and the Royal Highnesses didn't arrive until a little later, so we waited. So we sang the National Anthem and Jerusalem when they were there, and then we sing it again at the end. I mean, imagine the Royal Albert Hall full of women all singing Jerusalem with the organ playing. It brings a tear to the eye, I have to admit.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and here's to the next 100 years of the good old WI.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for showing an interest in us, and I will now go and and have something to eat before, say, we head off back to Norfolk after a fantastic, because we, some of us went to a royal garden party on Tuesday as well.
Fabulous.
At Buckingham Palace. So it's been an exciting and enjoyable few days.
Wendy Adams, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
The chairman of the Board of Trustees for the Federation of Norfolk WIs, the AGM at the Albert Hall in London. 10 to 6 on Radio Norfolk.